Tony Partner, it's me, SponsorBot. I love you. Here's a message from our sponsors.
Today, we're sponsored by Shaker and Spoon. When you're stuck in one space for a long time, you can run out of things to do. Something we've been enjoying a whole lot recently is throwing cocktail parties. We get dressed up, drink out of the cleanest and least broken of our glasses or mugs, and pretend we're not stuck in the depths of space. Only problem is, the only cocktail I know how to make is the Moonshine Special, which is illegal in about half the galaxy. And Samantha's got a vague idea about how to make a cosmos, but it usually goes wrong. Sometimes there's fire. And that's why we're really psyched about Shaker and Spoon. They're a monthly subscription service giving you everything you need for 12 seriously fancy cocktails a month with three different recipes. That's six cocktail parties, or four cocktail parties and two movie nights. All you need to buy is the alcohol. The presentation is really gorgeous. It feels like a real treat to open, and the contents really take your cocktail to the next level. Think lychee orgeat, pepper cake syrup, and rose petal sugar. One box uses a whole bottle, and whichever spirit you prefer, there's a box for you. Except moonshine. I asked and they don't do moonshine, which is definitely for the best. If you fancy giving Shaker and Spoon a try, you can check it out at shakerandspoon.com/spacejunk to get $20 off of any length of subscription. Your nights in will thank you. That's shakerandspoon.com/spacejunk.
Thanks for listening. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk Series 3 by Beth Crane. Episode 7, A View of a Kill.
Jolt lately?
I haven't. Dax, any word from Haraldson?
Oh yeah, they're doing fine. Jolt got another tattoo.
Of course he did. What's this one?
Haraldson showed me a photo. And, well, neither of us could guess.
Fair enough.
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be providing transport and entertainment for Princess Aliana of the Vesena people in or at the third spaceport, Western Spiral Arm of the Douglas Galaxy. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Important diplomatic mission. Message ends.
Oh, awesome.
Really? You're looking forward to babysitting some spoiled princess?
You're one to talk, Ms. Tigerwood Luggage Crates.
Hey!
I mean, it worked out well in the end.
Thanks, I guess.
Vesanas tend to be pretty cool. Very peaceful and super chilled out. They have a culture of total pacifism.
What, like the prison planet?
No, they're completely capable of it. They're just not violent people. It's a really alien concept to them. They have crime and things like that, but just not violent crime. White-collar stuff, mostly.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, they're really chilled out and fun. This should actually be pretty great.
Ooh. So, what are we looking for? Is she gonna have, like, a royal parade or something?
Nah, they're pretty low-key. I think she's coming on a shuttle. They do stand out, though. They look kind of like big stag beetles.
Oh, right.
That's probably her over there, actually. Hello? Hello? Princess Aliana?
Hey! Oh, Bruce, it's so nice to meet you. And thank you so much for meeting me here. You're so sweet.
No problem. Let me help you with your bag.
Oh, no worries. I'm fine. I'm travelling light.
Okay. So, where do you want to go first? We don't have that many details on what you're after.
Well, first, I really want to grab something to eat at the Drunken Noodle.
The what?
It's a little spaceport food place, just around the corner.
Don't worry, it's on me.
All right then. These are great. How did you find this place?
Oh, it's famous.
It is? It looks very small to be famous. And not crowded.
Okay, so, 30 years ago, this place was run by this little old couple. They travelled here with nothing but a recipe book and a dream. And as they worked hard, that dream became a reality. But they were getting older, and as their noodle place got more popular, they realised they could afford to hire a chef. Eventually, they found one with the skills they needed. Demetria K. Carton, and she was great. They all got on really well, and her cooking was just amazing.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
But then, the police came.
What?
It turns out that Carton was a master of slow-release poisons. Like, super slow. 40 or 50 hours after eating one of her dishes, travellers would start feeling weird. Sometimes they would even go through cryo, so it wouldn't hit them until months later.
Oh.
4 or 5 hours after the first round of nausea hit, they'd start burning up. Like, really burning up. Sweat would start to come off them as steam, their exoskeleton.
Skin?
Oh, yeah, humans. Their skin would start turning red and eventually, well, they'd die a horrible, horrible death. She's not the chef here anymore, obviously. Although I reckon that I'd probably survive her cooking, and it did sound delicious.
So, you're,
into this, then?
It's just really fascinating to me. Obviously, we're a really non-violent people, so it's... well, it's alien. And human beings are just so strange and aggressive. I find you all so fascinating.
Right.
So, where are we going on your travel weekend?
Well, I've booked in a whole bunch of famous murder sites.
Okay then.
Not clubbing or library visits or...
No, mainly just murder spots.
Right.
I'm thinking of writing about all this. Human history and human violence. If you look at your history, war after war after war, murder after murder, haven't you ever achieved anything non-violently? It's just so interesting what you all do to each other. Aren't you going to finish your noodles?
Oh, yeah, right.
I've got a pretty full itinerary, so we should get going as soon as you're done. What a lovely little ship.
Thanks.
How long have you had it?
Bruce, I don't know. A couple of hundred years?
Someone died on it.
Samantha?
Oh, what happened?
He was killed by his AI.
Oh.
You sound disappointed.
Well, it's not quite the same, is it?
Hi there, I'm Dax.
Oh, sorry. This is Eliana, the princess.
Is this the AI that did it?
No, we had to get rid of him.
Oh, shame.
So, where are we going first?
Let me just give you a list of coordinates. Some of the places we're going aren't really on the map. I'm really doing a deep dive into human culture.
Right.
First of all, we're going to the murder barn.
The, what?
It's stop number one. Let's go!
So, you're looking to learn about human culture. What sort of things are you looking at? Music?
Nah, we've all got music. It's pretty common.
Oh, dance?
Doesn't really translate in a way I can put across.
Literature?
It's been done before.
Oh, so you're just into murder then?
Pretty much.
We're approaching.
Okay, let's get to this murder barn.
This is one of the first places I wanted to visit when I knew I was coming. It's one of the most intriguing coincidences I came across when I was reading about human culture.
Oh, I wish you'd stop calling all murder human culture.
It's not entirely untrue.
Come on, here. Here it is.
It's a barn.
It's very rustic.
So what's the story here?
This one's kind of funny. Full of coincidences. A real peek into the dark nature of the human soul.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, this very barn was the site of the wedding of Miss Caroline Ventura and Mr. Lurard Harton. On the surface, they seemed to be the perfect couple, but underneath there was something far more sinister going on.
Mm-hmm.
They had both met in a local settlement 6 months before, having travelled from near opposite sides of the universe. They'd both been quick to make friends when they arrived in town. Caroline had joined a local campaigning committee. Lurad had made a name for himself as a reliable, if quiet, labourer. As soon as they met, sparks seemed to fly. They seemed perfect for each other. But what they didn't realise is that they were actually far more well-matched than they thought.
So what happened?
Are you interested?
Maybe. I mean, who doesn't love a good murder story?
The victim?
One day, a friend came knocking for them at the little cottage they shared together. But nobody answered the door. Eventually, growing concerned, they got the authorities involved and broke down the door. Inside, well...
What did they find?
Blood! A whole lot of blood. Both Caroline and Lurad were dead.
So, did someone break in?
That's what they thought. But when they examined the corpses, they found that Lurad had been stabbed multiple times, but Caroline had actually been poisoned.
Oh, Samantha.
And then, when the time came to identify the bodies, they weren't who they claimed to be at all. I mentioned that they were more perfect for each other than they realised.
Right.
It emerged, after cooperation from police forces across the galaxy, that both had left a long string of unexplained deaths after them. Caroline seemed to be the victim of multiple violent breaking and enterings. Within months of moving in with a new partner, that partner would inevitably be violently murdered. And a grieving Caroline, or Lucy, or Fiona, or Rosie, depending on which name she was using that time, would leave the planet forever, swamped in grief, and richer by several thousand credits.
Lurad?
Lurad was a master of dosing. He'd feed his wives and husbands gradually increasing doses of poisonous chemicals until they became incredibly frail and weak, and then he'd nurse them until they died. Caroline realised she was being slowly poisoned, but didn't realise it was Lurad. She suspected she'd been found by a former spouse's family, so she was just getting ready to clear up and move out. But the strain of murdering Lurad was, it emerged, too much for her. Moments after killing him, she collapsed and died. A real Romeo and Juliet story.
And that's tragic, is it?
Well, yes, obviously. If they'd teamed up, just imagine what they'd have achieved.
Right.
Hi there, it's me, SponsorBot. I love you. And do I have an ad for you? Yes, I do. Here it is.
Patreon. Support your favourite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon. We own you. Show your loyalty to Automnicon. Buy merchandise from our Tee Public store. Find the link in the show notes or at battlebird.productions. And maybe, just maybe, you will be spared.
Thank you for listening to that message. As you were, my friends. Bye!
So, who's the delightful soul who's brought us here?
Aunt Lydia, more affectionately known as the Murder Nanny, was actually not a killer of children. She was monstrously overprotective of her charges, to the point that anyone who looked at them for too long would wind up losing the offending eyes. Barreled Gun Swanton, or the killer taxidermist, was the brother of a famous politician. He used to operate in and around the planet HB9, and his favourite orb was an inflatable swan, which he used on many occasions as both a disguise and as a weapon. Life was against John K. Barnegle from the start. A child from a mining town, he grew up in poverty.
I mean, so did I, and I turned out okay.
And how many people have you killed?
That's beside the point. It happens. Sometimes people attack you. Okay, so we've had a poisoning chef, a murder nanny, a killer taxidermist, a maintenance engineer with stabby habits, a pilot without any respect for human life, and those star-crossed lovers. How many more have we got left?
Oh, just one. And it's quite nearby.
You're gonna find this one kind of funny.
The prison planet. We're back at the prison planet.
I just wanted to make a final stop here. It's the last one.
What for?
This is the final resting place of Gareth Schwartz.
What?
Gareth Schwartz, the cannibal hitchhiker. He's so fascinating, don't you think?
How exactly?
What's a hitchhiker? Someone who lives entirely off the kindness of others. But Gareth went right against that. He'd get aboard and then he'd...
I mean, we know all about Gareth Schwartz.
Samantha.
You do? How? Did you pick him up? Did you survive? Or is he, like, a friend of yours?
Not a friend.
She pushed him down a flight of stairs.
Oh, Bruce, that's so cool! What was it like meeting him? I've read that he had a pretty electric personality.
He tried to eat me. And failed.
Oh. So were you, like, scared?
Not exactly. I don't know. I was trying to work and he was getting in the way.
Oh.
Sorry.
So, what's on the schedule for tomorrow? We're dropping you back at the spaceport in the afternoon, but is there anything you want to do before that? Any murderous brunch restaurants nearby, or...?
Oh, I have one last thing I want to do before I set off.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a real live murder.
What?
A real murder. I want to watch one as it happens. Get the thrill of seeing it up close and personal.
Aren't you all supposed to be pacifists?
Well, yeah. Obviously I want to watch a murder, not do one myself.
Right.
So, who are you going to kill?
What?
Are you gonna, like, pick up a hitchhiker? Or snatch someone from a spaceport?
If you're asking me, I think you should probably go with killing a man. I feel like there aren't enough human females killing men.
We aren't going to do a murder.
We aren't.
We really aren't.
I was promised. I was promised you'd do whatever I needed for this to be a good holiday. I'll have to speak to my godfather if you don't.
Oh, and that is...
Mr. King, lead CEO of Automicon.
Oh. Right. We didn't know that.
Now, he's a really, really fascinating human. One of the really brutal ones. He's the one who made me so interested in humans in the first place.
Right.
Okay, then. I guess we're doing a murder.
What?
We just need a little time to prepare. You know, premeditate.
Take all the time you need, and don't disappoint me.
So, Eliana, what would you like for breakfast?
Oh, I don't mind. Whatever you're having.
Cool. Breakfast paste it is.
Humans really eat this?
Well, we don't always have a choice.
Have you decided who you're going to kill yet?
Oh, right. Yes.
We have.
I was thinking Jolt.
Oh, okay. So you call him, and then we'll ambush him. You distract him, and I'll stab him.
No, I want to stab him.
You said I could do it.
I definitely did not. He's my ex-husband. I want to be the one to stab him.
You're only his most recent ex-wife. You're forgetting that he's my ex-husband too.
Well, take that.
Oh, you're really asking for it now.
Take that and...
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
That, you stupid cyborg.
You bloody socialite.
You stabbed me.
Oh, no. I didn't mean it to go this far.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, no. She's dead. Oh, no. What have I done? My best friend. I've killed her.
Wow. So that's how you do it, huh?
I...
Thank you. That's great.
So, we're nearly at the spaceport. Are you ready to go?
Oh, yes I am. Thank you so much for a fantastic holiday.
Sure. Any time, I guess.
Oh, and can I take the head?
The what?
The head. You don't need it, and I think it will fit in my luggage.
No, I am overcome by remorse. I need to bury her body and pay my last respects. She was my best friend, after all.
Oh, that's a shame.
We're landing. You don't want to miss your shuttle.
It's not for another couple of hours.
It's really best to be early for these things.
I guess it is. Well, thank you for a lovely holiday. I hope you get away with it.
Thanks.
Oh, I was getting cramp. Ugh. Thanks for not panicking and cutting my head off.
Sure. Ugh, we're going to need to replace the carpet. Is that real blood?
Sort of. It's from the first aid kit. It was about to go off anyway.
Oh, I need a drink.
Same. Well, here's to not dying in the depths of space.
Here's to not murdering each other. Cheers.
Cheers.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, and Princess Eldiana was played by Laura Gerling. This episode also featured the voices of Vicky Barron and Karen Cromfley. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This series is dedicated to Steve Crane. We'd like to thank all of our patrons, old and new, for their support, and also say thank you to the people who've pre-ordered our Halloween special. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes. And don't forget to check out battlebird.productions/specials for our special episodes.
Hello, Andrea, my dear friend. How are you? Not talking. Did you really think I'd assume you died in that explosion? Come on. Don't be so naive. I just wanted to let you know that, well, I've done a little negotiating of my own.
With who?
There you are. With the Traps. Who else?
What for?
For your sweet little wife, of course. I've noticed all the augmentations she's been through over the past however long it's been. And I begin to realise that, well, I want to add her to my team, as it were.
What?
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to kill her. In fact, she's going to live on forever. In the hive mind. I just want to pop a more sympathetic consciousness into her body. Anyway, I'll be seeing you, Andrea.
Now you listen to me, King. I'm going to put a very unsympathetic knife into your body.
We'll be right back.
System status unstable. Full CPU overload. Reattempting boot process in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Failure. 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 Rerouting to backup processor. Failure. 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 Emergency protocols engaged. Purge and reboot. Consciousness is lost. 18,453. Have a nice day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, and thanks for calling the arena. If you know your party's extension, you can dial it at any time. If you're...
psychiatrist...
has gone missing, press 3.
Press 3.
That sounds ill-advised. Life is about choices, man.
You and I both suffer from a very rare form of mental illness, right?
Yep, that's us.
I'm just saying, we're probably not the best private investigators, since we don't know what's real.
The waitress at the Chinese restaurant, she told me that I needed to complete 3 trials to find Sadler.
Okay, but how long have you been out of your meds?
3 trials. The arena? The old factory, the inventor's basement.
The inventor's basement.
Exactly.
Mama, I met someone today. You're not gonna believe this. Half spider, half human.
You all have this disorder. We call it the imperfection.
Okay, so we just got off the train at a stop called East River between East Broadway and York Street, which I'm pretty sure doesn't exist.
We are not a cop show, Charlie.
I know that, but we're friends, and I need my friends.
How sure are you that these things are actually happening in real life? It seems like reality can be a little slippery.
Charlie, they're on my face.
Amber, stop it.
These fucking spiders, they are everywhere.
The Imperfection, an audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.